Attention all timeshare owners. Is this what you'd like to do with your timeshare contract? Do you own a timeshare and just want out? Thousands of timeshare owners are getting out of their timeshare contract. With the help of Timeshare Compliance, Timeshare Compliance can legally terminate, tear up, shred, eliminate, trash your timeshare agreement, ending your payments forever, saving you thousands. So whether you're a victim of a high-pressure, dishonest sales agent, or you were misled with what you were buying, or you overpaid and they underdelivered, call Timeshare Compliance now for a free consultation. With one simple call, the trusted professionals at Timeshare Compliance can legally rip up your timeshare agreement and help rip up your financial suffering. You could save thousands. Call now before another payment is due. Timeshare Compliance is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Call 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610.
Welcome into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, now in our 25th year on the air, covering the latest in consumer tech, electronics, and all sorts of goodies, gadgets, gizmos, products and services, things available today and into tomorrow. And of course, you make the show when you participate on the program, and it's so easy to do. Not only when you call in, you win stuff, but you make the broadcast by asking questions, by letting us solve your digital dilemmas, by helping other listeners with your input as well. Join us anytime. The best way is using our free Into Tomorrow app. Just search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow, and then use the audio option on the app, and it sounds like you're right here in the studio with us, and that's awesome. Or the old-fashioned way still works. Toll-free from anywhere in North America, you can call 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. Either way, we want you to participate on Into Tomorrow. Our next guest is with a full-service event and experimental marketing agency offering solutions for live and virtual meetings, brand launches, and lots more. Maybe it's experiential. We're going to find that out. Senior VP of Strategy for Impact XM is Steve Mapes. Steve, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Great. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me, and great to talk to you virtually.
Yes, exactly. Well, we're actually speaking, but you're right, virtually, because we're not shaking hands and across the desk from each other, and I guess that's the way it should be. We got to stay safe. But tell me a little bit more about Impact XM, and then we'll get into some of the things that you are helping people with these days.
Sure, you got it. So thanks for having us. So we are a company that helps leading brands meet with their customers and their prospects at events around the world. But imagine if you're in a business like that, where you are trying to connect people, handshakes, pats on the back, smiles face to face, and suddenly you have a pandemic. Our business has been turned upside down, and we are trying to find new ways to work with our customers. And certainly, I think to today's topic, virtual is a way that we are connecting with the customers.
I think not only are you doing that, and that's so important because people still need to connect. It still is about networking, especially for business and that sort of thing. We have unfortunately lost three good remote broadcasts already because they were just canceled. The trade show itself was canceled, understandably, but they would have been great broadcasts for us that we've always done for many years, and the audience was looking forward to it. Everybody looks forward to it, and then, of course, something like the pandemic occurs, and we're all come to a screeching halt. But that's where apparently Impact XM can come in and still have these virtual events, yes?
Yeah. So, you know, Dave, I think the whole industry has been sort of slowly migrating towards more and more digital events or virtual events. But sometimes it's world events that really make us, you know, have to pivot quickly. And I think that's where we're at. So we are helping companies with virtual events because people still want to get content. Physicians still need to hear late-breaking science. Tech people want to hear from thought leaders. So even though we can't meet face-to-face, digital, and especially the advancements in digital, have enabled us to get close as we can without being there physically. So virtual has helped business, and it's helped certainly consumers. I know that our family takes the time to set up scheduled meetings with the family. I have kids with families in different parts of the country. We set up meetings. We get some snacks. We get adult beverage, and we sit there and we connect with our families. And I think that that feeling that you get from that is the same feeling we're trying to, help our corporate customers with as well. Maybe without the adult beverage, but you get it.
Although you don't have any liability that you might have if you are offering adult beverages at an actual trade show. So maybe that's a good thing.
That is true.
And they don't have to drive home because hopefully they are home.
We have to do things such as coach our customers, because if you have thought leader or an executive, a leader who's going to present to 2,000 people on a digital event, they're doing it from their home, and we need to coach them on background. So do you want to appear smart? Well, your background maybe wants to have a bookshelf. Do you want to appear more, savvy, like, living in a contemporary house? Well, your backdrop has to look like that. You have to have your lighting right so that, you don't look like you're, a ghoul in a monster flick with the wrong lighting.
Yeah.
So there's so many details to think about, even though it seems so simple.
And those are some great points, because a lot of people, as you've probably seen on the news and otherwise, everybody's being interviewed from home or from their basement or otherwise, and every one of those points you brought up is totally destroyed in many cases. It's like, really? You couldn't have a better background than what you got? I'm looking at a filthy closet. At least close the door, or something like that. There are so many things, just some common sense things, but you mentioned, for example, maybe making a presentation to a couple of thousand people, or maybe trying to do your keynote that you would have done, a keynote speech at a big event, to 5 or 10,000 people. How do you do that virtually and still have the same feeling?
Well, I have to say, you're not going to get the same feeling. But what we do is, when we look at events, people usually for events dedicate 3 days, right? Hmm. They'll go to the fly-in, spend a day, next day, a little bit more event, and then fly out. You can't expect people to sit in front of a computer and watch endless hours of content.
No.
People just don't think that way. So we have to take events and help our clients rethink them, sort of decoupling them, breaking them apart over maybe a couple more days where the time bands are more restricted. What might have been a 50-minute keynote, we're recommending for 20 minutes because you have different consumption patterns in front of the computer. So there's a lot of things to think about. And then it's a matter of the technology. So, and I'm sure this applies to a lot of the consumer markets too, like churches and other associations that still want to connect with some face-to-face manner, even though it's, on the computer, what they call platforms out there. So you want to use a good, reliable platform based on the type of project you have. So if you have a huge, as you said, a 5,000 person keynote, you better be using a platform that is established that can handle the bandwidth for people coming in at the same time, to make sure that the last thing you want to be doing is making excuses to a CEO whose video was bumpy because he didn't have the right platform. There's a lot of established big corporate platforms out there, some like On24, SixConnect, Intrado, or some brand names. But if you're a smaller association, everybody's familiar with Zoom. YouTube and Facebook have virtual meeting tools on their sites. I think there's a platform for anybody out there, even down to FaceTime for a couple people in the family.
Steve, how do you think consumers, what do you think they can get from a virtual event experience? Is it sort of like maybe attending a trade show or something that they otherwise might not have been able to?
Well, I think it's whatever they need to do. So there may be book clubs. Well, let's do the book club via Zoom. You may have church. Let's do church through Google has a platform for that. You know, if you have a, I don't know, a sewing club, you know, you can do that. I tell people I'm tired of my neighborhood. There's gullies in the road where I've been walking so much just to get out. I think people need to see other people to feel like they're connecting and they're not isolated. So the technology is out there. It's just a quick Google search. I know if you do a quick Google search for how to do a church service virtually, there's a couple different sites that can give you direction, and it's not that hard.
Very true. And oftentimes the priest or preacher or rabbi or otherwise might still be in their usual setting because they may be alone there and simply doing it online, either with, you know, Google services or Microsoft Team or Zoom or any number of things, and still involve the congregation, as many as they can get involved. And that, of course, a lot of folks have been doing those kinds of things during this pandemic anyway, and it's been working for them. And we have that social distancing requirement taken care of. But I would imagine it's still hard to keep people engaged, whether it's a church service or a sewing club or book club or a big trade show that now suddenly is virtual. You've still got to work hard to keep them engaged somehow.
Yeah, so, you know, there are some apps like Words with Friends, you know, which is like a Scrabble game.
Yeah.
So you could do that. There's a lot of different contests you can do. You can do, you know, Jeopardy. You can do Jenga. You know, another thing I would say is that we're calling it a new sea level. We think that we're going to all come out of this at a new sea level, not only in marketing, but in society, where right now we're being trained to work virtually. We're getting more comfortable with it. So when things return to normal, hopefully in the fall, you know, I think there's going to be some expectation and some comfort with still using virtual. So you may see what we call hybrid events, where 20,000 oncologists live at an event, but guess what? There's another 30,000 that tune in for a couple of the key breaking science sessions. Mm. So it's a hybrid strategy. The benefit of this time right now, if there's any silver lining, is that we are going to be trained on a new way to work. And that, in the end, combined with returning back to live, is going to open us up to bigger and better brain engagement.
And thank God, as long as the internet holds up, right, we're able to accomplish these things.
When we first started, you know, when things flipped and everybody had to go home and work from home, I'm sure some of the listeners would connect with this, that if you tried to start a meeting at, you know, on the hour, 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, whatever, the cell phone circuits weren't going through. Sometimes the virtual meetings weren't going through. And for a while, we found a trick that we would start at 10 of. So we would jump the time when everybody else was trying to get on the phone. But I think a lot of the networks have been able to provide more bandwidth so that we see that not happening as much.
And let me give our audience and you perhaps one more tip, something that I ran across. If you're having a small enough gathering, we had a group that says, okay, we're going to do a virtual seminar kind of thing, like a webinar, but we want everyone to participate. And we're even going to have a virtual press room, and, you know, where you would normally go in like a press lounge and have snacks. And I said, well, if you want to really get smart as you're lining people up, send a little box of snacks out to the people that have registered, and then let them have their snack with you while you're doing your presentations, because you thought enough to say, hey, that, you know, we said we're going to have some snacks in the lounge. Well, now here they are. Just a little something, which perhaps not only helps them remember what you're trying to do, but reconfirms their commitment to join you for the event online. And maybe something like that will help a lot of folks. Hopefully you don't have to do that for a church service, but hey, you never know. Maybe that'll work.
Yeah.
You know, we'll send you a little something if you tune in.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. We've recommended doing coupons for like DoorDash so that, you know, if you have a small enough meeting where you have, you know, 30 high-level people or whoever they are, send them in advance so that they can join you for lunch. And it, to your point, it just makes a, you know, gives them a little smile and makes you know, them understand that you're doing whatever you can to make a connection with them.
Love it. Great stuff. Empowering brands, powering business. You should check out impact-xm.com. And, of course, we'll link you to Steve's site, and you'll see what he and his team are up to on a regular basis. Steve, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us.
Dave, you got it. Thanks, and stay well, everybody.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, sir. Impact-xm.com. And, of course, we will get you there. Hit us up at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue bringing you further Into Tomorrow, right here on the Advanced Media Network.